Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Michele Bernetti from Umani Ronchi in Le Marche, which is on the Adriatic coast of Italy. Welcome.
Buongiorno. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
Just give us a very brief history of Umani Ronchi and then explain to us that first wine that you have next to you.
Yes, okay. Umani Ronchi is my family winery. Umani Ronchi actually was founded in the 50s and was founded by a gentleman whose name was Gino Umani Ronchi. And my family took over the company in the mid-60s, basically, and decided to keep to maintain the name that was already established. Umani Ronchi was born in the Marche region, and this little region located by the central Italy on the eastern side, so by the Adriatic. And we were born mostly producing Verdicchio, which is probably the most traditional varietal grown in my region. And then years after years, we developed the production, also other red wines, some important red wines, some other appellation like Rosso Conero, which is a smaller appellation by the Adriatic, by the sea, literally by the sea. And more recently, we also developed the production in Abruzzo region, which is just south of Le Marche, where we produced Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and Pecorino. So basically, we work in producing district. One is the Castello di Jesi for Verdicchio. Another one is the Conero for Rosso Conero. And then the third one is in Abruzzo with Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and Pecorino. In total, we own an important estate, which is about 200 hectares.
Okay. Can you just show us the bottle of wine that you have with you?
Yes, I have today the bottle that has been chosen by Opera Wine, by Wine Spectator, is probably our top-end Verdicchio, which is called Vecchie Vigne, Old Vines. And the vintage 2015, so it was we chose on purpose an older vintage to show also the capacity for this grape, this varietal, and this wine in particular to be aged for some time.
Okay, so where are the grapes coming from?
So the grapes are coming from a vineyard which is more than 50 years old. It was planted at the end of the 60s and is located in Monte Carotto, which is a small village right in the center of the Verdicchio Classico producing area. We're talking about 350 meters above the sea level. And it's a beautiful place. It's a place where when we talk about biodiversity, it's something that we can really find in that place. In fact, since 5 years now, the wine is organic certified, and the grapes are 100% Verdicchio. That's what we source from this vineyard. And it's very interesting because we did a job in the vineyard of basically restoring the ancient vineyard. And that's where we source the grape for the wine.
So it's quite unusual that you're putting, you know, normally people think that, oh, it's a big wine merchant. They don't care about detail. They just want to have mass production. That you're making this particular Verdicchio, you know, rescuing an old vineyard, doing a lot of manual labor, I would imagine. How is it? Just explain a little bit the fermentation and the aging of that one.
Yes, fermentation is conducted in stainless steel tanks, 100%. And then once the fermentation is finished, completed, we rack the wine in concrete tanks. It's not the modern eggs or whatever, but just in the very traditional concrete tanks that we have in our winery in the Verdicchio area. We keep the wine surly on the lees for about a year, and then we rake off the concrete 1 year later, and we go, usually we keep the wine, we store the wine in stainless steel for a few months, and then we go and bottle the wine. Normally, we don't go through malolactic fermentation. So we prefer to keep the wine a bit more, with more acidity, with more freshness. Also, a wine that can, I think, very be enjoyable through the years, through the time.
Okay, so when you say enjoyable, if you and I go and have dinner this evening, and you bring that bottle that you have in your hand, what would you eat with a dinner? What's a good match?
It's a good question, because I think I think fish is quite obvious, quite natural. Maybe I wouldn't go with like shellfish. I would go with something more structured type of dish or recipe. But it's a wine that complement like many other verdicchi as well. Even some white meat, or maybe pasta with meat sauce, the bolognese, for instance, sauce, which is very typical in my region, no? The handmade pasta, fresh pasta with some richer sauce. I think it could work. It works very well.
But when you say white meat, are we talking about chicken, or are we talking about, for example, rabbit?
No, we're talking about mostly chicken or turkey, or what is the, more of this type of meat.
Okay. And in terms of international markets, very briefly, and the local market, how strong is the local market, and what are your key export markets?
Okay, the Omani Rocchi is based basically with 30% in domestic and 70% export. Maybe it's about 30-35% domestic and consequently 70-65% export. Some of the major market in, the top five markets could be considered in Asia is Japan, in Europe in between Germany and Sweden, in of course in America, United States and Canada are quite important for us.
Okay, have we missed anything? C'è qualcos'altro da dire o no?
Well, maybe we could talk about the aging capacity. It's one that has a fantastic few years after the bottling. We recently did the vertical tasting on going back to vintages. Actually, the first vintage we produced Vecchie Vigne, this particular wine, was 2001. And it's still showing beautiful. I mean, the wine usually gets a verdicchi when it's aged, it gets a little bit like a Riesling with some a bit of kind of fennel, a bit of not gasoline, because a bit like Riesling, you know, develops the tertiary aromas and without losing freshness in the wine. And but even with some other verdicchi, we went back to 95, 96, and the wines are still beautiful. Not all the vintages, of course. We're talking about the good vintages, and this is, I think, the quality of the white wine.
Do you think, I mean, Verdicchio is Italy's finest white wine variety. Do you think it's a little bit still underestimated in the market?
I think Verdicchio is definitely underestimated. It's one of the, it's a little bit like Marche region. No? Marche was, New York Times defined Marche as one of the most interesting unknown place in Italy, and I think is also for Verdicchio. There's a bit of misunderstanding. People thinking about Verdicchio that was produced in the 70s, a bit more commercial style, very light, pale, nice acidity, but no more than that. And now the modern Verdicchio is completely different, as can be correctly defined as one of the, like you say, the finest white wines in Italy.
Yeah, and it's very food friendly, isn't it? It's got that lovely salty taste to it, doesn't it? It's very appetizing.
I don't like to use the word minerality because I know it's not quite, quite common, quite obvious, I would say. But I think if we need to define minerality in some of the Italian wines, I think Verdicchio is definitely in that category, I would say.
Perfect. Michele, I want to say it's really nice to see you again. And I want to say thanks for coming in to tell us a little bit about Umani Ronchi.
Thank you.
And about Verdicchio. And next time I see you, we'll talk about an award-winning red wine that you've made. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Grazie. I think it, you live in a very beautiful region, by the way.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you here. Once we can meet.
Grazie mille.
Thank you.
Listen to all of our pods on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and on ItalianWinePodcast.com. Don't forget to send your tweets to @ItaWinePodcast.